This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, you may remember the class with Dr. Norm Shuley. He's a brain surgeon. He is Surgeon of the Year. And I mentioned my thoughts. These are my thoughts about the vaccine. And so Dr. Shuley, and I'm paraphrasing, Dr. Shuley, if COVID-19 is a bioweapon, and if it was man-made, doesn't that mean that the vaccine would be a bioweapon of a lower strength that would be injected into the body? Kind of like when people got chicken pox, when like in the 50s and the 60s, and you'd have a chicken pox party or a measles party. And, you know, one child would have measles or chicken pox, and the parents would all invite their get together and say, well, let's have, you know, our children come over to your house, and then everybody would get it and be done with it when they're strong and can handle measles or chicken pox, etc. So that being the premise, that would be the immunization, getting the chicken pox early and getting it over with, so your body would be more immune to it later in life. Under that same premise, would the vaccine be a lower dosage of the man-made bioweapon? And my thoughts were that it would be, this is just my thinking about this while I'm sleeping or when I wake up in the middle of the night. So I was thinking, some people seem to get really sick. Some people have mild symptoms. Some people have no symptoms. Some people die. So I was thinking of strength levels from 0 through 10. So when the immunization, we'll call it the immunization, is delivered, sometimes it's delivered as a placebo, strength 0, saline solution, for example. Sometimes it might be delivered with a 10% strength. That'd be level 1. 50% strength level 5, 100% level 10. And so I think, from the way I see it, experimentation is going on, field trials with human guinea pigs, to see how they react to strength 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? So you have to have enough people say, oh, it's no big deal, it's nothing, I don't have any symptoms, the vaccine, it's like I didn't even have it. Some people say, well, it's kind of like a pretty bad cold. But, it's, you know, it's great because now I can go shopping. So I mentioned this to Dr. Shuley. And I asked him if that could be possible. And I believe he said yes. I believe he said yes. As a matter of fact, I know what his answer was. But I'm going to say it as I believe he said yes. So it put all this together. Now you have this surgically precise delivery system of the vaccine. And if you heard what Gwen said, a hospital in Bendigo, Australia, 10 people had myocarditis in a very short period of time. And the hospital is alarmed. Now, this seems to be a symptom of the vaccination, which is a surgically precise delivery system. I also asked Dr. Shuley another question. And Dr. Shealy said to me, you know, over, I've been broadcasting with him going on 11 years now. And he said to me, Vincent, you know, it was kind of indicating that I knew the answer before I asked the question. That's what lawyers do, by the way. Lawyers know what the answer is before they ask the question. When someone's on the witness stand, they know the answer, right? Or they should know the answer. Well, I asked him these questions, and he said that it sure seems like that's entirely possible what I've been saying. So we have a surgically precise system. We have people that are getting really sick. And it looks to me like, well, the genocide wasn't working as well as they had planned because people weren't, I mean, a lot of people got it, but too many survived. But that can be fixed with the surgically precise needle. And I asked him, Dr. Shealy, does anyone, let me say it a different way, does anyone who is behind the injection, meaning someone with that syringe in his or her hand, does anyone who delivers that, health care professionals, doctors, nurses, the military, etc., does anyone who is going to be administering that immunization, does any of those people, do they know what's in it? And the answer is no. Nobody knows. So the patient doesn't know. The doctor, the nurse, the medical professional, the military, no one knows who's administering the shot knows what's in the shot. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's absolute insanity to get an inoculation off of somebody who, you know, they don't even know what's in it. You know, that's even more insane than what I was talking about last week or the week before about people who buy stuff from drug dealers. You know, they don't know what's in it. Yeah, this is very much the same thing. You're buying an inoculation off a drug dealer, and you have no idea what's in that little vial and what's getting injected into you. And using the drug dealer analogy, you could have been getting a 25% dose of whatever it is that he's injecting into you. And then one day he turns around and says, ah, oh, gee, oh, that's just too many customers, you know. Oh, gosh, I don't like him. I think he's going to dob me into the cops. I'll just give him some pure stuff. And this is how they talk. And, you know, then your drug dealer sells you, you know, some 100% stuff. I've never had anything to do with drug dealers, by the way, except that they were some of my husband's friends. What I mean is I've never been a customer of theirs, you know. But this is it. These drug companies are the same. They were using exactly the same business model. And they have genocide on their mind. I'm talking about the people who run these drug companies. They have genocide on the mind, and they are lining it up. And you know, just earlier this week, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an elderly fellow, and I called him up, and I said to him, because I was quite worried about him, because he's a military veteran. He tends to do what he's told. And apparently that's a trait with military veterans. So it has something to do with their military training, apparently. And I said, listen, it's really important that you don't get any more inoculations. I knew that he'd already had, you know, one or two of them. And he just sort of said to me, well, I don't know what you're worried about. I've had my, you know, third booster and I'm fine. And I don't know how many times I've heard of people saying, oh, I've had my third booster and I'm fine. And then, you know, a matter of days or weeks, sometimes hours later, they drop dead of a, you know, heart attack, in inverted commas, you know, in quotation marks. This is, you know, there's videos out there on the internet of people who, you know, saying that, you know, oh, we don't know why anyone's so worried about the coronavirus vaccine. They're just, you know, they're just stupid people. You should all go out and get your coronavirus vaccine. And the next thing you know, then there's a news report that they have had a heart attack, massive heart attack in the middle of a shopping centre or something, and died. And then people go and check their, Twitter accounts or whatever, and find that they're a massive, you know, vaccine pusher. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, oh, my gosh, listening to ABC, you know, local radio here in Victoria this afternoon, oh, my gosh. Two major, major, major accidents on the Westgate Freeway at the freeway this afternoon. On the Westgate Freeway. What are the odds of that happening? So you had one really major accident that, like, wipes out, you know, one or two lanes of the freeway. It's like, a 5 or 6 lane freeway. And so you got a really major accident on the freeway, and then just, you know, a couple of hundred metres down the road or just right next door to this really, really major accident that's already being dealt with. You have another really, really major accident on the freeway that shuts down a couple of lanes of the freeway in pretty well the same place. How's that? What were you mentioning about accidents? I don't know that the circumstances of what caused these accidents, but I was listening to, you know, the traffic reports on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. When I say ABC on this, on this broadcast, usually I mean Australian Broadcasting Corporation, because I'm broadcasting from Australia. It's Australian ABC, not the American ABC, which is a completely different, unrelated company. But how's that? Two really major accidents on the freeway, practically in the same place. And it basically shut down the whole freeway and backed up the traffic just about all the way back into the city. How's that, Vincent?
We are seeing an increase in accidents, unbelievable increase in accidents. And I keep asking my family, they see it too. How is this? I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question. I ask them, how is it possible? How is it possible that someone would drive through a stop sign into an intersection and have such a horrific crash where bodies are on the road? How is it possible? And we experienced something like that too. Our son was driving a white full-size Dodge pickup truck, and it comes from the factory with a 4-inch lift. So it's a little taller because it's a heavy-duty pickup truck. It's 1999. It's white in color. Real easy to see. It doesn't blend in with the road. You know, it's not like dark red. It kind of blends in with the road at night. This is during the daytime. White truck, black road, green trees, and a guy drives right through the intersection and forces our son off into a ditch so our son could avoid crashing into this guy. Same location. People are having all kinds of
Jake
accidents.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and David. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? yeah.
How you doing?
I actually started hearing people say that on another show. I was shocked.
Say what?
Yeah. Anyways, I have a comment I was going to make about the AIDS thing, too, but I wanted to comment about this vaccine situation. Which one do you want to hear first?
Your choice.
Okay. I'll comment on the AIDS thing real quick. I was working at the state when all that came down, and OSHA would come out to us and give us all kinds of... Because apparently there was somebody there that came down that had AIDS. So OSHA came in there, and they had all these, you know, in-services, what to do. That's what they call them, in-services. And the only way, they said, the only way to kill that is using bleach. And they came, and the state had bleach brought all over the place in these big red hazmat bags. But they said the only way to kill is bleach. But we weren't allowed to know who actually had it, so we may have been a little bit more, you know, careful. You know, around the individuals. No, they wouldn't tell us. But it's interesting. They said the only way to kill it was bleach. After that amount of time ago. Well, but anyways, this vaccine.
Hold on, David. One thing. My understanding from my years of study, bleach, chlorine bleach, will kill every living thing on the planet. There's nothing that chlorine bleach will not kill. In the right concentration. Gwyneth, is that your understanding as well?
The virus is kind of tricky because they're not actually really alive. But that's a side issue. It does destroy the virus. You know, so viruses are like a little DNA nanorobot if you look at them under a microscope. They're, so, you know, but it does destroy the virus. It's really quite amazing because it actually came out that the AIDS virus was relatively fragile because of the spike proteins. And actually, it looks, you know, it's almost, this is something else about the coronavirus that, you know, I've always, it's sort of like been a huh moment for me. Right from the beginning is they said, oh, well, we've got this new deadly virus, you all better watch out for it, it might kill you. You know, about, you know, 14, 15 months ago. And however long ago it was. Then they showed these photos of this virus. And it's sort of like if you pulled up photo of the AIDS virus from the 1980s and put them side by side, I would challenge you to find a difference between those two photos. I would say that they've cut and pasted the old photos of the AIDS virus and put it onto, you know, just put it onto websites. Just say, oh yeah, this is the coronavirus. And actually, you know, at the time they were saying that HIV was a coronavirus. That's what they were saying at the time, back in the 1980s. And like I say, I remember all of this because I'm not a goldfish. This is it. They found that it was actually fairly fragile because of the spike protein. That the spikes could easily be knocked off, and that when they were knocked off, that the virus was more or less incapacitated and couldn't do anything, which meant that it had a low life expectancy outside of the human body. You know, it was when it got into the human body that it really did the damage. But this is what we were saying a year ago. We were saying this thing has the AIDS, actually almost 2 years ago we were saying this. Oh my gosh, time flies. That, you know, it's five different viruses which are all spliced together with an HIV delivery system. That's what the initial story was. And, you know, I said, just watch out for this. The really, really devastating thing is going to come, you know, a few months afterwards.
Hold that thought. David, stay with us, please.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally. and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearest will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz has announced on Fox News Tuesday he's a Republican and running for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need. I think I can do that by running for the U.S. Senate seat in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Americans, and here's how I see it, Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions. But instead, people with good ideas are shamed, they're silenced, they're bullied, they're canceled. You talk about it all the time. And in medicine, if we cannot say what we see, people die, literally. So let me talk about COVID for a second, because as a physician, I really spent a lot of time trying to understand what went wrong. And the mistakes are emblematic of other issues that we're struggling with in our great country. Remember the phrase, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. People with yards, big yards, told people with no yards to stay indoors. That's where the virus was. Remember, they closed the parks, they shamed people about beaches. I think those choices should be yours, the American people's. And I have fought to empower my audience, my patients, and now the voters of Pennsylvania. And I've taken on Big Pharma. I've gone to battle with Big Tech. I've gone against agrochem companies, the big ones. Right? I've got scars to prove it. And I cannot be bought. And I'll keep fighting those battles to empower the folks of Pennsylvania and around the country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And David is with us in Illinois. David is a USA Prepares instructor. David, have you heard of any of this information that I mentioned about Kimberly Bergalis being infected by Dr. Acker, a dentist in Florida in the 80s, that HIV is a man-made bioweapon, etc.?
Yeah, a lot of that I heard, but in the beginning, you know, it was, you know, you were hearing a little bit of everything and anything. But now here's the interesting thing about that dentist situation. We had a dentist here that was caught giving AIDS in the 90s because he didn't like wearing gloves. And they closed him down. That was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right in our town. So, but yeah, they always told us that AIDS can stay on them surfaces for so long, and the only way to kill it was bleach. You know, and you're like, what are we supposed to do? Walk around, everybody in the whole facility walk around with a gallon of bleach in a hazmat bag?
Well, and, and also it would damage lungs. I mean, concentration of bleach is deadly to the respiratory system. David, you had something else you wanted to mention as well.
Yeah. Now, my daughter, her doctor told her, at first her doctor wasn't going to give her the vaccine, but she was out of town and another doctor was there taking in, and he talked her into taking one of them. Now, before she left, they let her sit there for a few little bit, make sure she was okay, and then she left. She almost got into a car wreck because her eyes were going out when she almost drove off into the river on the highway in Springfield. So she got they managed to get her to the hospital, and the next day she started having the heart problem and the shaking. Well, she just got taken off a heart monitor because they were like, where is this coming from? They thought she was going to have a heart failure. They kept her in the hospital. But here's the interesting thing about this conversation that I noticed. The first thing they asked her about when she went into the emergency room, they wanted to check her retinas right away. We went to the a lab, and we asked the lab, we always ask them, have you gotten vaccinated, the tech workers, because I like to hear what they have to say, or nurses, because if they're not getting vaccinated, I'm not getting vaccinated. So we always ask them, and the lady, the first thing she said when we told her about our daughter, she's like, what about her retinas? Did they check her retinas? And so that means they know something's happening. Now, here's the thing that I told people. I heard some people have had both detached retinas with this vaccine. All the people that I've been through all my years with vision problems and people with sight issues, I've never met one person that had both retinas detached at one time.
Gwyneth, any comments?
That's jaw-dropping. That's a fairly rare medical problem anyway. You know,
correct.
It is, I'm just, you know, it just backs up everything that I was saying. Like I said, I don't know what caused that, those two accidents in the same spot today on the Westgate Freeway, you know, in Melbourne. I don't know what caused that, but I think that it's absolutely, you know, I'm just hearing so many of these motor vehicle accidents where people are running off the roads and, you know, and apparently it was, I'm not sure, but it was quite close to one of the major bridges into Melbourne, which is the Westgate Bridge. And so that's probably the worst place to have a road accident is on a bridge, you know, because especially when you've got a complex multiple accident, because there's nowhere to move, there's nowhere to go to. But yeah, how they're building these freeways now is absolutely insane anyway, because, you know, that's a whole other story. But like wall in. You know, you can't get things in, you can't get emergency vehicles in and out because of the cheese graters, because of the wall. And the walls on the freeway in Melbourne, they're like 30-foot tall walls along the freeways, but that's a completely other topic. But this is it. It's just, it's absolutely jaw-dropping, the number of accidents they're having. And you try and tell people, and they think that you're some sort of weird conspiracy kook or something. What, because you don't want to have some, you know, inoculation that's been killing people left, right and center injected into your body, you know, that you've actually taken the time to do your research and all the rest of it. You know, and you've found out that it's got things like jelly food, you know, little hydras, which are, you know, hydra vulgaris. There's a whole other issue. It's a type of microscopic jellyfish, and they found this microscopic jellyfish in the inoculation, and it's immortal. You blend it up, all jellyfish are like this. You know, you can utterly destroy them, and you put them out there, and they reform into a colony again. You cut them in half, and they split in two. But they've found hydra vulgaris, and the coronavirus inoculation, which is, like I said, it's a type of jellyfish. What on earth is that doing there?
Dan, you want to comment?
Go and research it.
I have another comment, but the one I was going to make real quick. If you want to see people that drives crazy, go to Vince's neck of the woods, man. I've been in there. I still can't get over that. You give me nightmares still to this day. There was
you're
a boat in
where?
The road.
You're talking about where I am?
Yeah, when I went to pick up my puppy, my daughter took us down there. We were, like, going speed limit, and they were flying by us like we were standing still. I was scared.
Right.
I mean, like I said, there was a boat in the water. There was. We've seen four wrecks just on the way to Illinois. I'm like, man, get me home, please.
You're talking about your travels from out St. Louis way towards Springfield,
yeah.
Missouri. Yeah.
Yeah. To go.
Yeah,
pick
it's dangerous.
Up.
I have a couple of fun cars to drive, and I'm terrified to take them on the road because all of these huge, oversized, puffed-out, extra-heavy pickup trucks, they would just drive right over me. I mean,
yeah.
I would love to drive a sports car, you know, once in a while, you know, maybe once or twice a year. I'd love to do it, but I'm afraid to do it because, you know, you take out an old antique car, it's like... I'd love to take a motorcycle out on the road too, but I wouldn't do that either for the same reason. Yeah, David, I really appreciate your insight. And so, just as a question from one instructor to another, do you think that that there is a link in the genocide system? Man-made bioweapon system between HIV and the current virus that is terrifying the world?
I think it is, and I'm going to tell you, because you know my contacts and how I was raised. All that stuff was talked about in front of me, government, what the government was doing. Now, you got to remember, I was a little kid when it started, but I was a smart kid, and I couldn't understand, like, wait a minute, why are they purposely doing this to the people? And I would ask those questions that I wasn't supposed to be asking. We had our masks and our supplies before this happened. My dad told me about this stuff. He said they're going to bring stuff right by your house. You're not going to be able to get out. You got to find a way to, you know, hunker inside. And I'm like, okay. You know, everything he told me has been real, and everything he told me has happened. And all the files they showed me, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
you know,
David, I appreciate it. Yes, you have to go quickly because we've got Greg in Utah on hold, and Gwyneth wanted to talk about high-tension power lines, high-voltage power lines, and irrigation district in Australia, which is really important. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I'll say real quick is for a long time, I thought you guys were all tinfoil hat people about this spraying and all this stuff until he gave me the documents and said, here, they had updated my stuff for the air seeding the atmosphere, and you may need this down the road. And they gave it. I'm like, wait a minute, that's real? That's real? I'm like, I thought these people were nuts.
wait.
The only thing that really surprises me, David, is that there's people out there that think that the government is still good people. Why do I hear that? Every time I hear somebody say that, I just get angry. You know, I'm beyond the point of just frustration. I just What planet have you been on? What rock have you been hiding under for your entire life where you think the government are actually good people?
David,
one modicum of research, you'll find out that they are really, really evil. And anyone who goes along with them, you know, is either incredibly stupid or in on the game.
David, I have a question. I've got to ask you this question. So you thought we were nuts, right? Are you talking now? You're talking about USA Preparers, right? And tinfoil hats, etc. And then you saw the documents, and now you've been faculty here at USA Preparers for years. Am I correct in saying that? He thought we were nuts, and now you're faculty.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought that was a big joke, just like he told me about the things going on at Area 51. And if I wouldn't have had security passes and stuff, I wouldn't be able to prove that I know what I'm talking about, you know. And then here, show you stuff and documents and case files. There's nothing for me to do except for read case files. So I see all this government stuff. So then I'm like, oh gosh, this is real, you know. Here you think, who would have thought of something crazy like this? The government. I think they sit around all day to try to find out something devious to do.
you're absolutely right, because we here at USA Prepares and the generally dumb public as well. I'm not saying that we're on the same boat. USA Prepares, we're in a different boat from the GDP. But what I am saying is that we don't think like these other people. We're taught not to be evil. We're taught the golden rule, the Ten Commandments, etc. David, I've got to run.
Gwyneth
has some teaching she needs to do. I really appreciate it. And give me an email or a call, please, and we'll get you scheduled, okay?
Okay. All right. Later. Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye, David. Okay, that was David. Greg, if you could just stay with us. I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on right now. Greg in Utah, welcome. And after the break, Glenn's going to talk about potatoes and power lines. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you. They were talking about accidents. Well, I just watched a video on a rash of small single-pilot planes dropping out of the sky, and they even had showed video of a pilot where the pilot just loses consciousness, is incoherent, probably having a heart attack, and there's actually video showing the plane hit the ground and explode. So, the altitude has an effect.
Yeah. Greg, are we all set for Friday?
Yes, I am.
Great. All right. Greg Lesher just called in from Utah, and he will be with us on Friday, hour number one. Greg, Gwyneth needs to talk about potatoes. So thank you for calling in. I'm sorry it was such a short call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia in class. What you're about to hear is kind of jaw-dropping. Gwyneth called me yesterday and we talked about this. There are plans to put up some power lines in Australia. And will you hear the downside, the domino effect of this, Gwyneth?
Yeah, now that we're in the last segment of the broadcast, we can start the class. Anyway, electrical company here, electrical infrastructure company here in Australia and here in Victoria. And they're called Power Corp, and they're going to be building a high-tension transmission line from, and they're going to be building it in Ballarat, or just outside of Ballarat in Victoria. And they're going to be building it through a area which is known for potato growing, okay? And these potatoes don't grow particularly well around here. They need irrigation. They need lots and lots and lots of irrigation. And I grow a few potatoes. I know this. They really struggle without it. But these there's 24 or 25 potato growers that are directly underneath, that are going to be directly affected by this high-tension power line that's going across the top of their properties. And the problem is the irrigation system that these potato growers use are the gun-type irrigators. They shoot a jet of water 30 feet into the air. And you here in this country, here in Victoria, you are not allowed to use actually not allowed to use any irrigation around high-tension lines because of the dangers of water and electricity, and especially not the gun-type irrigators, the sort that you see on farms, and they go like tick, 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 tick. They look like a gigantic lawn irrigator. They shoot water about 30 feet into the air. This is it, and because these 25 farmers are going to be shut down, there's something like a third of the potato growers in the whole district are going to be shut down. And because so many potato farmers are going to be shut down, then the local big potato chip French fries manufacturer, one of the biggest in Australia, that is called McCain, is questioning whether they are going to be able to keep their potato chip manufacturing plant open. You know, and all of this information, by the way, comes from ABC local radio on the Country Hour, okay, which is a news show for country people, for farmers that they have here in Australia, here in Victoria. They have it all over Australia, but this is the Victorian Country Hour. It's just absolutely jaw-dropping that it seems as if this power company is going to go through and just bulldoze through this high-tension transmission line from Ballarat. It looks as if it's going to be from Ballarat to Melbourne because there's a lot of really big wind farms. There's one really, really huge wind farm just outside of Ballarat, okay? And, you know, they wouldn't say the reason why they wanted to build this new transmission line, but I think I've connected a couple of dots, Vincent, and I think that the reason why they want to build this transmission line from this wind farm to Melbourne, which is about 100 miles, you know, or probably about actually 50, 60, 70, 80 miles away from Melbourne. I think the reason why they want to do this is because they are looking to, you know, phase out internal combustion engines here in Victoria. They want everybody to drive around in Teslas and Voltmobiles. They want this. And they're going to do this. They're going to destroy an entire industry, okay, which really is an industry, food services. They're going to kill the whole manufacturing of a really major potato chip manufacturer, McCain, McCain, is considering whether it's going to keep its potato chip plant going because they're not sure if they'll be able to operate profitably without these 25 potato farmers.
So what... Gwyneth, what we're talking about is food versus Musk mobiles, Elon Musk mobiles and electric cars. It's absolutely crazy. Gwyneth, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
With the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
Left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank.
All righty. Thank you so much.
So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I figured that all these companies were the same.
Kathy will be with us tomorrow.
Federal tax management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.